This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sorry, but in my hate meter, the Braves are way above the Phillies. Then he made a lewd comment about me and Bryce Harper.
Black, please. Thank you. Would you do Bryce Harper?
If he was a Met.
They asking that question on New York sports radio?
If he was a Met, you know.
I would have slept with George Bush at that moment.
That's true.
I would have power-bottomed the hell out of him.
I would have. If Bryce Harper was on the Mets, I'd have a man crush. The only thing that stops me from having a man crush on Bryce Harper is he's pretty douchey, but he plays for the Phillies. Don't tell me if that dude wasn't on your team that you wouldn't love.
Oh yeah,
some Bryce.
He were on my team.
Exactly.
Bryce Harper or Fernando Tatis, douchier.
It's kind of douchey.
But that's a douche off.
That's a douche off.
That's a douche off. It's tough. I would have said like 5 years ago, I would have gone Harper.
Did you see Tatis yesterday when he hit that home run?
Yeah, he's a, like. That's what I said. If you go back,
it's Tatis now. It used Tatis. To be Harper. It used
yes.
to be Harper. Now
it used
Tatis.
To be Harper. I find. That Harper has gotten slightly less douchey as he's gotten older. Tatis is still in prime douche. And Harper's older, so maybe Tatis will rowdy on down a little bit. But yeah, dude, he's prime douche. Prime.
Prime time.
Speaking of douches.
What? But also, I think I'm awesome. Prime time?
Prime time.
Are you calling... Wait, are you calling our show a douche?
I no. ran through that bullet junkie, bro.
There you go. Yeah, like, yeah, we are primetime. I forgot we share something with the great Deion Sanders. I got something's on. Yeah. Both douchey, you know? Didn't you buy a pair of those blenders?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
I thought you were buying a pair of those blenders.
No, I just said I liked them.
I think you threatened to.
Yeah, I liked it. I like blenders. I actually think that's a pretty good little sunglass.
Mm. I thought you had purchased
no,
a pair.
I couldn't pull that off, dude.
Sprague bought a primetime sweatshirt.
Prime time as in yeah, Coach like, Prime?
Yeah, they're selling like Colorado merch, but instead of it saying Colorado, it's got the Buffalo and says like Prime Time or Prime.
Why did he buy that?
No.
Is he a Colorado fan now?
I think he got caught up in the Colorado stuff last year. You know.
All right. Go bus. What an exciting time.
They got cool merch.
Go out.
I'll give Colorado that.
What an exciting
Colorado's
time.
I like their colors.
Colorado's good. Golden black.
It's golden good. Black, you're going to always work in sports.
Yeah, Saints, it works. Golden black works.
I'm not going to lie. When I think of a Colorado football player, I think of Rashawn Salaam.
I think of Cordell Stewart.
Yeah, Cordell Stewart.
That's how old we are.
That would probably be mine, too. Well, when I was coming out, Colorado was actually good.
Yeah.
Coming out of what?
Coming out of high school. Oh. You know, the closet, whatever.
I'm gay.
Whatever you want to come out. Me and my Bryce Harper man crush, you know.
I ate ass.
Wow. It's uncomfortable.
This is getting bad.
This is getting bad. the hell is happening?
I'm going to get rid of all the women. I'm going to get rid of all the black guys. I'm enjoying the drops tonight. I don't know why. It's a good little show.
Someone asking we could throw Machado into that douche off, too.
Good little show.
Oh, he's a super douche.
I think Tatis is douchier than Machado. Super douche.
I think if Machado were as good as he used to be, or as good as Tatis, that he'd be up there, but he's not as good anymore.
You know what else bothers me about the Yankees and Dodgers is that Aaron Judge nor Shohei Ohtani are douches. That bothers me.
No, they're both extremely
likable. They're great, yeah.
It's a valid point.
That hurts. I mean, we need somebody like an Alex Bregman on one of those teams, don't we?
Well, the entire Houston Astros lineup. I mean,
on the Yankees are.
I know. I'm just saying the Astros are the douchiest team of all time.
Well, I don't know if you watched Hunter Brown today. Did you watch Hunter
Brown? No, I did not see Hunter.
Okay, so he's a pitcher for the Astros.
Yeah,
he's as douchey as any of them.
Mm. It just happens when you go to Houston, you just kind of absorb the douche factor. By the way, I looked it up. Someone put their starting rotation or their baseball all douche team, and it's pretty good.
Who's on there?
A-Rod captain.
This is all time.
Yeah, they went all time douche.
All right, well, Pete Rose got to be on there.
A-Rod was the captain. They went with the closer Fernando Rodney. You got a bullpen. Brian Wilson's in there.
I was gonna say you could have put Brian Wilson as the closer.
Brian Wilson's in there. Grant Balfour, K-Rod, and John Rocker.
Wait a minute, Grant Balfour? Why?
I don't know.
What did he do?
He was full of pee and vinegar. He tried to fight Detroit Victor Martinez during a playoff series just because he looked at a pitch or something.
Good recall. I've heard of him, but all right. Who else?
K-Rod.
K-Rod. Who's
Francisco Rodriguez?
Yeah, Francisco Rodriguez, the Angels. And then John Rocker, which that's pretty impressive. Got Pruszynski behind the plate.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Solid. Solid.
Yes, really good.
Where'd we go? We got this is kind of some. Now it's an ongoing thread, and someone is just now interrupting. Someone just put the entire Cardinals lineup in there.
Cardinals?
Well, obviously someone hates the Cardinals, which I...
Ooh, somebody says on a text line, Jesse Winker, pretty underrated
douche. Yeah,
his whole thing yesterday?
Yes, he is such a douchebag.
He was like cussing out somebody, and then Willie Adames told him to meet me in the parking lot. It was the whole thing.
Perfect for the Mets.
Machado is on here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Bryce Harper in the outfield.
Yeah.
Someone's throwing in a Yasiel Puig.
That's good.
Ryan Braun.
Yeah.
which I enjoy. We're definitely getting some Pete Rose.
Is
thrown in there.
He's got to be on.
Nick Swisher making a lot of appearances.
yeah, Swishalicious.
Milton Bradley. Being thrown in there quite a bit. Psycho douche, which he was the guy that like didn't believe in dinosaurs.
Is he a douche though, or just
that dude tore his ACL arguing with an umpire?
All right.
Someone's going all the way back and saying, like, if you're having a douchey team, there's no way that Ty Cobb isn't the captain of this team.
Why? Because he was an ass.
He's just a horrible womanizing racist.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
I don't know. I think douche is a different. That's a different archetype. I'm not sure we know that Ty Cobb was a douche, horrible person.
He did beat up a fan with no hands.
Well, again,
he beat up a cripple.
He's awful. He's like, was Bob Knight a douche? No, he was just an a-hole.
Yeah, that's tough. So yeah, I don't know where you're going.
Josh
with
Donaldson.
Yeah, he could certainly be on there. Boy, he was. And the thing is, like, you're right in that the older he got, your peak douche years are when you're at your best. You know,
Brett Boone, Aubrey Huff,
and his frosted tips. Brett Boone used to walk around with a shirt that said, with an arrow pointing to, like, his friends. Like, it says, he's with Boone. He wore that shirt.
Hell yeah.
I mean, come on. Jabba Chamberlain.
Oh, man. Jabba the Hutt. Forgot about him.
Matt Harvey was kind of a douchebag.
Oh, big douche.
Matt Harvey was a giant douche. But for a while, I loved The Dark Knight. But yes, giant douche and kind of a creep.
All right. Somebody texts, they don't listen to the club for homoeroticism and sports talk. That's the other 3 hours.
I'm sorry. Homoeroticism is why you turn into the club. Thank you very much.
All right, we've got screwed up celebrity news for the win next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.